are listening to. You're listening to the greatest show on earth. Mad Hatter, Morning Show, no shame, shame. You know the name.
Hey, it's the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast, and this time we feature Bobby Feno, a.k.a. Arian Foster, one of the great running backs of our Houston Texans franchise. We'll talk to him about all things Bobby Feno and life after football, the whole nine. So enjoy one of the classics from the Mad Hatter Morning Show. NFL great, former Houston Texan running back. Which one do you prefer, Arian Foster?
I just Arian, man.
Arian Foster in the building. Now, I heard you doing podcasts now, too.
Yeah.
What made you decide to start doing that?
The original thing was just to see where this goes. And my very first episode was my mother. So it was a really dope conversation. Okay. And I got such good feedback from it. But more than anything, I started to learn that I could learn myself through other people, challenging my thoughts, challenging my belief system. So I had I've had a transgender woman on there. I've had rappers. I've had an economist on there. It's a really dope way to.
So is it for your learning and we just get to watch it?
I think it's important to have cultural conversations, political commentary conversations, mm-hmm. in a way that is. Because what I figured out is politically, there's games being played over everybody's head. But there's got to be a way to dumb it down in order to get people to understand what's really going on. Because day to day, people don't have the time or the resources sometimes to just dig into these hot button issues, all aspects of them.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm basically trying to do is bring down some of those conversations that are being had at the legislative level and things like that, because people only have enough time during the day. You get the work done and
right.
come home and get a little bit of decompression with whatever kind of entertainment they have. So these kind of podcasts kind of just help merge those together. What I take pride in is having a well-thought-out worldview. So I just don't believe things just because. I believe things because I've thought about it. I've had conversations about it. I've read about it. I've researched things in order to come to the conclusions that I've had. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have a podcast, was because there are many things that I have no clue about. So let me start this conversation with somebody who is either well-versed in the topic or willing to have a dialogue to try to educate me on something I didn't know. I mean, I've had epiphanies during the middle of my podcast before. I've had somebody change my mind at the end of the podcast. So I'm an open-minded human being, mm-hmm. and that's how I come about my podcast is try to be as open-minded and have a genuine good conversation with another human being. I want to have people I disagree about things on there, and I think I've grown from it. The subscriber count is growing, the viewership is growing. So I mean, that's all you can really ask for is loyal fans that share that same view with you that want to grow.
What's it called?
Oh, it's called Now What Podcast, and you can find it on YouTube. We do it visually, so there's video on mm-hmm. it, but it's also on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and then vsportal.com. That's who I'm partnering with.
What else are you're doing right now that people can be a part of, or they can go online and follow you and see what's up with Arian Foster?
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me on all social media, man. I'm a loose cannon on Twitter, but I love Twitter, man. I think it's the best social media site. I always say, like, there's really two type of people in the world. There's like a Twitter person or an Instagram person, but I think it's more psychological than anything else, right? So I think if you're an Instagram person, you're more of an observer. You just like to kind of view and see what everybody else is going on. But I think if you're a Twitter person, you like to engage in dialogue and you like to be a little bit combative. Like, I think those are the kind of people in the world. And then there's the Facebook people, which I don't really know. So, but
now, Arian, your Twitter handle is @Feno. What does Feno mean, or why Feno?
Long story short, because it's been a process, but a music project. I promise you it's not whack. But yeah, I've been working on it for like 3 years. It's got like live instrumentation, has beautiful melodies on there, and I've been putting this together for like 3 years, and I'm a partner with Tidal, and we shot like a docuseries because my man had the wherewithal to film the process. Like, so 3 years of footage we have of kind of just me going through the end of my career, and then documenting the entire compilation of everything that we've done on the album. So Bobby Feno is where it comes from. It's the moniker, it's the alias. Basically, what the docuseries, the theme of it is when I was a kid, I knew I wanted to play football. I knew that was gonna keep my lights on, but my first love is music. It was always has been and always will be. So I'm going to make music whether anybody likes it or not. I'll continue to make music. If you like it, holla. If you don't, I appreciate the ear. But it's basically trying to get people, and everything I do that I try to inspire other people around me. Mm-hmm. So it's trying to get people to whatever you do to keep the lights on, whether you're working, whether you're a janitor, whether you're a whatever, you work at a call center. Like, that's not what you wanted to do when you were a kid. Return to your Bobby Funeral. Return to your person who said that when you were 7 years old, like, this is what you want to do. When it's 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and you look up, you say, oh, snap, I haven't ate yet. Like, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Right. So however you can find time to return to that, like, that's what that little docuseries is about. So Bobby Fino is my other me.
As it relates to the NFL, how – this is going to be a crazy question for you, but I still want you to answer it. Because I don't know if you care about Hall of Fame. I actually believe you don't care about that. You've lived your life, and you're trying to live your best life that you can. But because you're a former NFL player, you played for the Texans, and you were a great player, these kind of questions still will be asked. How would you like to be perceived, Aaron Foster, as a player when he was playing for the NFL? How would you like to be remembered on that field?
That's an interesting question. We kind of have those internal dialogues, I guess, players sometimes. Part of my departure from the NFL was predicated off of this notion that what I found out halfway through my career was legacy is nothing more than what people feel about you, like at the barbershop. I never really was concerned with how that perception was articulated throughout either the Houston community or the NFL community as a whole. I think to a certain extent I did, but as I grew as a man, I started caring less and less what people thought. Not on no nihilistic, I don't care what anybody, like, it's not an egotistical thing. It's just like, what you realize is I could sit here and scream world peace, world peace, world peace, world peace all day long, and there'll be somebody out there that'll be like, he's an a-hole. Like, no matter what you do, somebody's going to have something to say about you. That's what I figured out. So you can't worry about anybody else's mirror but your own. So in retrospect, I mean, you would love to be talked about in a good light, of course, but all that matters, and I got this from one of my coaches, man, but all that matters is the first two rows of your funeral. That's really all that matters. Those people that put you in the ground are really the only ones that I care about my legacy for. So when my daughter or my sons and they bury me and they putting that dirt on me, they could look in that box and say, yo, that was a good man. And other than that, it's just opinions, because somebody will hear a soundbite from an interview, oh, he atheist. He don't believe what I believe. He's a vegan. He's stupid. He don't eat meat. Whatever. You never got the time to sit down and rap with me, sit down and dig into my mental. It's rare that you come across somebody who's actually met me, like, on a serious level and be like, yo, he's an that's rare. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a fairly diplomatic person. I have a lot of jokes, but to answer your question, man, just the people that I love is when my legacy matters.
I don't think there's no other way to sum that up. Take that, NFL. Answer just the first two rows count. No, let me stop. No, and thank you so much. Give me your social media if they don't follow you, so they can follow you.
Social media is Arian Foster, at Arian Foster on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm on Facebook. My team has like updates, but that's not me. I don't like Facebook, man. I'm sorry, man. It's weird.
All right, and once again, man, thanks for coming up, bro.
Much love. Thank y'all for having me.
Bobby Fino, a.k.a. Arian Foster, running back from the Houston Texans, now retired, doing his own thing, making music. And you know what? If you want to check out the video for yourself, check us out YouTube. Just type in Mad Hatter Morning Show. And make sure you tell your friends to check out the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast, Spotify, Google Play, Apple, TuneIn. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can check out the Mad Hatter Morning Show. Of course, you can always go online to listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show weekday mornings, 5 to 10 on 97.9 The Box. And you can download the 97.9 The Box app and hear us at your leisure.